Hello, hello, guys. It's been a hot minute, but this one's going to be very direct for if you are in the network marketing world, okay? So if you are in that entrepreneur, network marketing, direct sales, MLM, social media business building world, you hear the word brand, brand, brand. What's your brand? What's your brand? You hear all the time, right? So I'm not going to go super in depth in branding, but I think a lot of us don't realize the difference of types of brands. Okay. So there is different ways that you brand yourself. There is your visual brand, your aesthetics, like your look pretty is what people see when they go to your page. That kind of thing, or things they associate you with. So for example, for me personally, my aesthetic visual brand are things like black and rose gold. Those are my favorite colors, or like the mauve, like those kind of things. I like floral, that kind of stuff, like those, and like the darker colors. Those are part of my visual brand. Wearing red on Friday, that's part of my visual brand. Sunflowers, the things people see and make them instantly think of you. So like for one of my really good friends, Nicole, like cows, like every time I see a freaking baby cow or a cow print, something that's cute, like it makes me instantly think of her. That cow print and cows is part of her visual brand. Okay. Like sunflowers is part of my visual brand, etc. So you get that. So like, if it's something that you like showing, or you like, decorating with, or those kind of things, those are visual brands. Those are not actually your brand when it comes to value and things like that. Okay. So that is your visual brand, and visual brand is just as important as your value brand and your micro brand, which I will get to in a second. Also, if you can hear my little ones, they are in here making noise. I'm doing this while we're waiting on, dance rehearsal to get started. As you guys know, I am a mama. And so we do things when we can, we fit in and we can, we were to dance early. And I was like, listen, I can knock out a whole podcast and get this thing up while we're waiting on this to start. So that is another thing when it comes to working a online social media business, is fit things in the cracks. Okay. Like, there's a lot of work that can be done and accomplished in little small parts of your day. So bonus tip there. All right. Y'all want to say hi?
Hi. Hello.
Okay. So the next thing is your main brand. What is your main brand that you want to be known for? So again, I'm going to use the example of mine, which is photography. I love photography. It is a big joy of mine. I'm passionate about it. I'm very, very passionate about people documenting their life with photos, because I don't know how many of you can relate, but I don't care how hard you try. When you have a loved one that passes away, like, your memory doesn't hold on to those tiny details forever. You try and you try and you try, and you're so scared of forgetting, but slowly it happens, and it sucks so much that your mind just takes that from you. So I'm very passionate about documenting things with photography and having those moments like documented and stuff like that. So I love sharing valuable tips on teaching people how to do that. So your main value brand is something that you're actually sharing and teaching and giving people value about. You're giving them tips, you're giving them tricks, you're giving them experiences on a subject, like things they can do to be better at it, all these kind of things, right? And then you have what I call your micro brand. So I don't know if micro brands is actually a thing. I'm going to make it a thing though, okay? Because when this whole like you have to brand yourself came out, I was very, very negative against it. I was like, no the fuck I don't. I am not just one thing. I do not have to like break it down into just like this one thing and that's all I talk about. So I don't know if micro brands is a thing, but it is now, because those are the things that you talk about that aren't your main brand. So yes, my biggest value topic is photography, but I provide and talk about more than just photography. Okay. So I don't talk about it as much, but I do talk about it. And for me personally, that is things like my other hobbies. So I like sharing craft tips or educational things, or like little fun games I do with my kids. I like sharing mom moments. I like sharing hunting things and country life things we do, or tips and tricks with hiking and traveling and long distance relationships, because that shit's hard. And then, of course, like just the mindset and motivational things that I learn along the way. Those kind of things are like my micro brand. Those are things I want to share because it has value, and it is value with my personal life, my experiences, and allows me to stay authentic to me as a full person. So I hope this kind of breaks down, helps you with knowing the difference between the three, because there's times people will be like, what is your brand? What is your main brand? And when they mean that, they're meaning like, what is your main thing you give value over on your platform? And so, for example, people have said like, so one person said like dinosaurs on this mentorship program I'm running with a couple other leaders. And the difference is they didn't understand that dinosaurs would be a visual brand of them. They like sharing pictures of dinosaurs. They like sharing little things like that, but they're not actually like a paleontologist educating people on the bones, on the history, on the whatever. It's just that they like dinosaurs. They really like that. That's like my friend Nicole with her cow. She just really likes cows. She's not teaching people how to raise cows. She's not teaching people how to groom cows. She's not teaching people details and fun facts about cows and milking cows and farming cows and like anything like that. She just likes how cows look. She thinks they're cute. She likes cow print, etc. So that is visual branding. So it's a big deal to know the difference between your main brand, what you want people to know you for, what you want to educate and provide the world knowledge on, versus your micro brands, which is little things that help you stay true to yourself that you also love. Because let's face it, we're more than one thing, okay? None of us just like one thing in the world and that's it. And then your visual brand. So if you got some value from this, I would love for you to screenshot it. Tag me on IG. It is leslie.vivienne, L-E-S-L-E-Y dot V-I-V-I-E-N-N-E. I would love to know what your biggest takeaway from this is. But we're going to jump off here, get some makeup on this little girl for dance rehearsal, and we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Kendra, you want to say bye too?
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.